Welcome to Slug Magazine's podcast, Slug Soundwaves. We're back this week with another episode of Soundwaves Reviews. It's a segment where we give our listeners an audible edition of an online music review, read by the author themselves. This episode features the album Keepers of the Earth, Volume 2, by Whisperhawk. You can listen to both volumes of Keepers of the Earth on your favorite streaming service and read along if you prefer by visiting slugmag.com. Slug Magazine's Brew Stillery is a local beer and spirits festival, and it's been celebrating Utah's brewers and distillers since 2018. This all-ages event has something for everyone to enjoy, offering tastings of local beer and spirits, and also featuring local food trucks, artisans, and music. Don't miss Slug Mag's Brew Stillery 2024 on Saturday, June 15th at Art Space City Center from 2 to 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now through 24tix.com.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
Sleep, my brothers.
My name is Asha Pruitt, and I'm the junior editor here at Slug. I've written a review of Whisperhawk's recent album called Keepers of the Earth, Volume 2, released last November. I listened to him play one song live at Slug Mag's 35th anniversary party back in February, and that led me down a rabbit hole of discovery listening to all of his many projects. Here's what I thought about the full album. Shoshone singer-songwriter Michael Gross, formerly of the Statuettes, wrote Keepers of the Earth, Volume 2 as a tribute to his Native American brothers and sisters. Instrumentally, it's mellow and unembellished, but the album's lyrical journey is more complex, almost mournful, then defiantly anthemic, and then, finally, at peace. Volume 1, Keepers of the Earth, came out in 2020 and featured a full band. Keepers of the Earth Volume 2, entirely written, performed, and recorded and mixed by Gross alone, establishes Whisperhawk as a storyteller above all else. To offer a metaphor, modern baseball is to Slaughter Beach Dog what the Statuettes is to Whisperhawk. Gross strips back his indie rock foundation and expands his emotional palette on this acoustic solo project, finding strong footing with a simple message. The first and title track establishes a steady, beating heart and a hymnal quality to the meditative power ballads to come. Some songs are more abstract than others. Whisperhawk's pure, melancholy songwriting on Goodbye Old Times, Part 2, carries a weight that doesn't quite match the mellow chord progressions. He sings, "Bury me beneath the trees, where we once were free. Take me home, immerse my bones with the Mother Earth." Meanwhile, his satirical commentary about celebrating the Transcontinental Railroad on Party at Promontory, Part 2, combined with soft, bluesy harmonica, is vaguely reminiscent of John Prine. He recounts another dark moment in Shoshone history on Bear River, Part 2, which opens with the question, "What becomes of a man who lives with blood on his hands, like you do? Who gets your soul?" The Bear River Massacre of 1863 was the most deadly attack by the U.S. military on Native Americans in history, and Whisperhawk doesn't hold back any biting words. The track Easier for You is even more haunting, referencing both the not-so-far-away past of forced government boarding schools and the present-day erasure of indigenous people in history books. Sleep, Part 2, and We're Still Here, Part 2, are anthems of resilience. "We will never rest until our story's told," he sings with unwavering intensity. "We will not forget, we will make you whole." It's a fitting end to the album's lyrical journey, and it leaves you with a sense of tranquil contemplation. Keepers of the Earth Volume 2 proves that Whisperhawk is a masterful storyteller as well as a musician, like the kind of soulful street performer that stops you in your tracks.
Long ago, the story goes.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Mary Culbertson, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.